Your earthly father isn't your real father. Your true father, beloved, is your heavenly father. And God today, beloved, wants you and I to own him as our father, just like Jesus does. You know, Yeshua said, "The words that I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life." Have you ever thought about that? The words Jesus said, the words Yeshua said that I speak to you are spirit and life. A lot of times we think of spirit as something very, very mysterious, and certainly there is a mysterious element to understanding the spiritual world. But think about what this means when Yeshua said, "The words that I speak to you are spirit and life." When we think of this and we think about what is a word, beloved, is a verbal expression, listen to this, of a thought. So when Yeshua says, "The words that I speak to you are spirit and life," a word then is a verbal expression of a thought. So what that means is the thought process, beloved, is spiritual. And the thoughts that we think, beloved, are spiritual. Sometimes when we think, beloved, of the devil, for example, we think of, you know, some kind of figure with horns and some, you know, demonic apparition. But I want you to understand, beloved, that the enemy comes to us, listen now, in the realm of thought, because when Yeshua said, "The words that I speak to you are spirit and life," and knowing then that a word is a verbal expression of a thought, thereby deducing that a thought is spirit, we need to be very careful about our thoughts and about guarding our thoughts. That's why it's so important, beloved, to seize the Word of God and not let anything else in, because these words that Yeshua said, are spirit and life, beloved, that control the thinking process, determines whether we're walking in the light or in the darkness. So with all that said, I want you to be prepared, beloved, to receive the Word of God today in Yeshua's name. And that word that you're going to receive today, beloved, is going to be spirit and life. The Father said in the Hebrew Bible, "To this one will I look, he that trembles or honors or has reverence, hallelujah, for my word." We're continuing then our study today in the book of Ephesians. We're talking once again about identity and destiny. You can get this entire teaching, beloved, by calling the 800 number at the end of the broadcast or through the website. This to me is one of the most special portions of Scripture in terms of my walk with God, because in this section of Scripture, beloved, the Lord reveals to us what He's done for us and that He's done what He's done for us, beloved, before the foundation of the world. Ephesians 1, verse 3 says this, "Blessed be the God and Father of the Lord Jesus Christ, of Yeshua HaMashiach, who has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places in Messiah, in Christ, just as He chose us in Him," in who? In Jesus, "before the foundation of the world," listen now, "and predestined us to adoption as sons through Yeshua to Himself." We're taking that apart now, and in taking it apart, we're discovering two things. We're discovering, number one, who we are to the Father, and secondly, what we're discovering is where we're going. It's so critical, beloved, to understand who we are. It's so critical to understand our identities, and it's just as critical to understand where we're going. Because as a man thinketh, so he is. You see, when you have a healthy understanding of who you are, it's going to affect the way you act. It's going to affect the way you treat people. It's going to affect your relationships. It's going to affect the way you serve. And when you have a proper understanding of where you're going and have a hope because you know where you're going and it's to the Lord and to heaven, you're going to have joy in your life and you're going to have power and spiritual energy. That's what the Bible says, "The joy of the Lord is our strength." In this section of Scripture, the Lord reveals to us who we are and where we're going. As a side note, to help illustrate this concept of knowing who we are is fundamental, I think about John chapter 13. And in John chapter 13, Yeshua was celebrating Passover with His disciples. It was actually the last meal that He celebrated with His disciples, because it was after that last Passover meal, beloved, that He was going to the cross. And isn't it fitting that the last meal that He had with His disciples was the Passover meal, because He is the fulfillment of Passover. The Scripture says there in John 13 these words, that Jesus, that Yeshua, knowing that, listen now, He had come from God, knowing that the Father had given him all things, and knowing that he was going back to God, he then girded himself with a towel and began to serve by washing the disciples' feet. Listen to that again. John 13, the scripture says, and Jesus and Yeshua, knowing that he had come from God, knowing that the Father had given him all things, and knowing that he was going back to God, he knew who he was, he knew he had come from God, he knew how blessed he was, he knew the Father had given him all things, so he didn't need anything else, because he knew he already possessed everything, and he also knew where he was going back to God, and the scripture says, knowing that, listen now, he girded himself with a towel and began, hallelujah, to wash the disciples' feet. And beloved, when you and I are secure in who we are, when we know that we're already blessed, we're not going to be so focused on trying to fulfill our own needs, because we're going to know, beloved, that those needs have already been met and we're already blessed. And it's going to free us, beloved, to be greater servants for God on this earth, just as we see in the life of Jesus. In the book of Ephesians, we learn, first of all, that our God, listen now, has blessed us with every spiritual blessing. I'm going to go now to the book of Ephesians. I'm going to begin to read there once again in the third verse of chapter 1. Hear the word of God. It says, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, of Yeshua HaMashiach the Messiah, who has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places. The next verse, just as he chose us, listen now, in him, in who? In Jesus, before the foundation of the world. Let's take this scripture apart. This is going to be a very precise doctrinal study that we're going to be going through over the next several weeks. And beloved, I want you to hear this. I want you to hear this. I want you to hear this. I want you to get this in you. Believe me, it will affect you and change your life. I know so because it has mine. First of all, let's consider this. Blessed be the God and Father of Yeshua HaMashiach. That's the way it begins. It's interesting that when we go back to the beginning of Scripture, God is referred to, for example, by Noah in the book of Genesis, in the book of Bereshit, we call it in Hebrew, which means beginnings. God is referred to in the book of beginnings, in Genesis 9, verse 6, beloved. Listen to this now. As the Lord God, actually it's 9, beloved, it's 9:26 of Genesis. He's referred to as the Lord, get this now, God of Shem. So when Noah speaks of God, he says God is the God of Shem. He's tracing back different figures that we see recorded in Scripture. Later, we find in the book of Exodus, chapter 3, that the Lord reveals himself, again connecting his relationship to other biblical figures. And in Exodus chapter 3, the Lord reveals himself as, listen now, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. So we see that as Revelation unfolds, God is being addressed in different ways. As we come now to the book of Ephesians, we don't see the Lord referred to as the God of Shem, as he was by Noah. We don't see him referred to as the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, as he was by many of the biblical figures in the Hebrew Bible and the Old Testament. But now we see him, beloved, being referred to, get this now, as the God and Father of the Lord Jesus Christ, of Yeshua HaMashiach. You see, to us, to you and I, that have been adopted as sons by the Father through Yeshua, we don't preeminently address him anymore as the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. He still is the God and Father of, he still is, beloved, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, but we don't come to him through Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. We come to him, you dear beloved ones, through Yeshua. You see, the only reason you and I have access to the Lord is because we're in Yeshua. And so we no longer are addressing him predominantly by some of the titles that he was addressed by in the Hebrew scripture, because we've been brought into a new covenant. And the covenant that we're in, beloved, is the covenant that Yeshua instituted, that Jesus instituted with his own blood at Passover, when he lifted up that cup of juice, that cup of wine, and said something like, Baruch atah Adonai Eloheinu melech haolam borei pri hagafen, blessed art thou, Lord our God, King of the universe, who brings forth the fruit of the vine. And then he said to his disciples, this is my blood shed for you in the covenant, in the new covenant, for the forgiveness of your sins. And so Notice once again, blessed be the God and Father of the Lord Jesus Christ of Yeshua HaMashiach, who has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places. God, beloved, for the rest of eternity will be known to the church preeminently as the God and Father of the Lord Jesus Christ of Yeshua, hallelujah, HaMashiach, the Messiah and the King of the Jews. Because it's only in Yeshua, beloved, that you and I have access to God. It's only in Yeshua, beloved, that we're sons of God. We've been adopted as sons in Yeshua. So He'll always be known to you and I as the God and Father of Yeshua HaMashiach. As we continue on, beloved, I want you to consider with me that Yeshua, He owned God as His Father. Blessed be the God, and listen to this, and Father of Yeshua HaMashiach. Many believers today, when you hear them pray, they almost exclusively refer to the Lord as God or as Lord. And He is Lord and He is God. But you know what, beloved? If we find that our prayer life is almost exclusively addressing the Lord as God, or if in our prayer life we're almost exclusively referring to God as Lord, then something, beloved, is missing in the depth of our relationship with Him. Because when you study the prayer life of Yeshua, and when you see the way Yeshua related to God, Yeshua referred to God, listen now, almost exclusively, get this, as Father. And the Lord wants to move you and I beyond just knowing Him as God. God wants to move you and I beyond just knowing Him as Lord. The Lord, beloved, wants you and I, listen to this now, to learn how to recognize and know Him deeply, get this now, and intimately as, listen, our Father. So, for example, when you look at the words of Yeshua, we read these words in John chapter 5, verse number 17 and 19. Yeshua says, "My Father is working until now, and I myself am working." John 10:18, Yeshua says this, "This commandment I received from my Father." John 13:1. Now before the feast of Passover, Jesus, knowing that His hour had come and that He would depart out of the world, get this now, to the Father. Almost exclusively, Yeshua, Jesus, referred to God as Father. And you see, in order for God to be our Father, beloved, He has to be Yeshua's Father, because remember, we are in Him. Listen to what Ephesians 1 says in verse number 5. He predestined us to adoption as, listen to this, sons. Remember, how does Yeshua refer to God? As Father. And now we read in Ephesians 1, 5, He predestined us, you and I that know Him, that are born again, bought by the blood of Messiah. He predestined us to adoption as sons through Jesus Christ, through Yeshua HaMashiach, to Himself, according to the kind intention of His will. You see, if He's not Yeshua's Father, He's not our Father either, because we are, listen now, in Him. We're chosen in Him. Listen to what Ephesians chapter 1, verse 4 says. Just as He, listen, get this now, just as He's speaking of the Father, Paul's referring to the Father. Listen to what he says, Ephesians 1, 4. Just as He chose us, get this now, in Him. In who? In Jesus. Just as He chose us in Him before the foundation of the world. So you and I, beloved, are chosen in Yeshua. And in order for God to be our Father, He must be Jesus's Father, because we're in Jesus. But hallelujah, the great news, beloved, is that He is Yeshua's Father. And Yeshua refers to Him almost exclusively as Father. And because He's Yeshua's Father, beloved, He's our Father. And God today, beloved, wants you and I, listen now, to own Him as our Father, just like Jesus does. And so we look at Jesus' words, for example, in the Gospel of John, chapter number 20, verse number 17. Hear what Jesus said in John 20, verse 17. In this section of Scripture, Yeshua, listen now, had not yet ascended to the Father, but He was getting ready to. He had risen from the dead, beloved, and he had risen from the grave, but He had not yet ascended to heaven. Listen what Jesus says in Acts 20, 17. He said to His disciple, listen, I ascend, get this now, to my Father and to your Father and to my God and to your God. Once again, we're talking about how you and I have been chosen in Yeshua and adopted as sons by the Father in Him. In John 20, 17, Yeshua says, before he ascends to heaven to his disciples, I ascend to my Father and your Father, to my God and your God. Get the order of this. Yeshua says, I ascend to my Father. Now, why did he not say, I ascend to our Father? Because he said, I ascend to my Father and your Father. Why did he not just say, I ascend to our Father? Because, beloved, listen now, he's Yeshua's Father first, and it's only because we are in Yeshua that God becomes our Father. But because we are in Yeshua, he has become just as much, hallelujah, our Father as he is Jesus' Father. You see, the Gospel of John chapter 1, verse 14 tells us that Yeshua, listen now, is the only begotten of the Father. In other words, Yeshua was in God with the beginning. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. That's Yeshua. He's the Word. The Word became flesh. Yeshua is the only begotten of the Father. He's been in the Father as Son from the beginning. So Yeshua says, I ascend to my God first. He's Jesus' God and Father first. I ascend to my Father, Yeshua said, and your Father. He's become our Father, beloved, only because we're in Jesus. But now that we're in Messiah, he's our Father, and we need to own him as our Father, just as we see Jesus owns him as Father. And the good news of this, beloved, is that when you stand in the mirror, when you recognize that you're in Jesus, and because you're in Jesus, hallelujah, God has become your Father. That's an awesome thing, hallelujah. And God doesn't see your sin, beloved, because your sin, beloved, has been paid for, hallelujah, by the blood of Jesus. That's why verse number 7 of Ephesians says this, in him we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins. Isn't that awesome? Beloved, the forgiveness, hallelujah, of our sin and our trespasses in him. This is an awesome thing, the fatherhood, hallelujah, of God. Now, I'm going to begin once again, beginning with Ephesians 1, reading through several verses. Again, I'm going to be redundant here, but I want you to understand that repetition, hallelujah, is the motor of learning. Hear the word of God. Blessed be the God and Father of Yeshua Mashiach, of the Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places in Messiah. Now, get this. Think about this. Blessed be the God and Father of Yeshua Mashiach, who, listen to this now, has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places, in Messiah, get this now, just as he chose us, get this now, in him, in Messiah, before the foundation of the world. Now, what did I just read? Does it say, blessed be the God and Father of Yeshua Mashiach, who will bless us? No. Does it say, blessed be the God and Father who's going to bless us? No. Does it say, blessed be the God and Father of Yeshua Mashiach who might bless us? No. What it says, beloved, is blessed be the God and Father of the Lord Jesus Christ, of Yeshua Mashiach the Messiah. Listen to this now. Who, get this, has blessed us. He's already blessed us. Blessed be the God and Father of Yeshua Mashiach who has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places. Get this now. Just as he chose us in him before the foundation of the world. When did he bless us? He blessed us, Yadid. He blessed us, Yedidim, beloved ones. Get this. When he chose us in him before the foundation of the world. You were blessed, beloved, when God chose you in his Son, Messiah Jesus, before you were born, before the foundation of the world. Paul tells us in Timothy that this grace was granted to us, not according to our works, but because of his eternal purpose, listen to this, from eternity for our lives. And so we have reason to have joy today. We're already blessed, beloved, because we're chosen, hallelujah, in Yeshua HaMashiach. And we were chosen in him, according to Paul's words, before the foundation of the world. And once again, who's the one that has chosen us and blessed us? God the Father. Blessed be the God and Father, 1:3 of Ephesians. Blessed be the God and Father of Yeshua Mashiach, who has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places, of Messiah, just as he chose us, who the Father chose us in Messiah before the foundation of the world, and then he predestined us to adoption as sons. So who's the one that has done all this for us? Listen, beloved, it's God the Father. You see, we find in the Hebraic tradition, in the Hebrew roots of Scripture, that it's always the Father, beloved, that is the imparter of blessing. And so, for example, we see in the life of the patriarchs that Isaac, beloved, blesses his children, and he calls his sons over, and he says in Genesis chapter 27, verse number 4, he calls his son, and he says to his son, "Come near to me, come before me, that I might bless you." We see the same thing with Joseph's father. When Joseph's father heard of Joseph's sons, he said to Joseph, "Bring them here to me, that I might bless them." And so in Hebraic tradition, it's always the father that is the imparter of blessing. And so it's no different here in Scripture. Blessed be the God and Father of Yeshua HaMashiach, who has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places in Messiah. You see, all of us have had imperfect fathers, and some of us have had really terrible fathers. Some of you have had fathers that have abused you and abandoned you and have provided no leadership and no direction in your life. But you know what, beloved? Your earthly father isn't your real father. Your true father, beloved, is your heavenly father, and he's blessed you. That's why Yeshua said, "Call no man on earth father," because you have one father, and that's your Father in heaven. And your Father in heaven, beloved, has good things for you, and he's blessed you with every spiritual blessing, hallelujah, in the heavenly places in Messiah. So, Father God, we bless you today. And we want to tell you, Father God, how thankful we are today for your love. Father, that you chose us in Messiah Yeshua, in your Son Jesus, before the foundation of the world, and predestined us, Father God, to adoption in him to be your sons. And Father, we want to begin to own you as our Father, even as Yeshua owns you as his Father, Father, in a deeper and more intimate way than ever before. So we pray that you'll give us a spirit of wisdom and revelation to understand the depths of these truths, to understand, Father, the depth and the width and the breadth and the length of the love of God that predestined us in Jesus before the foundation of the world. Father, we love you today. Lord Jesus, we worship you today. God bless you, Yadid, and Shalom.
I'm just speaking to you now about my own life. For me, if I would not honor the Lord with my finances, presenting to him the first fruits of my wealth, according to the Word of God, I would be afraid. Because when we honor the Lord with our finances, what that really means is that we're surrendered to him, that we not only are surrendered to him with our lives, but we're saying to him, "You're God, and I'm going to honor you." You see, the Lord said in the book of Malachi, when human beings don't honor him with their whole lives, including their finances, what happens is a whole sheet of darkness covers their life because they put like a shield between themselves and God. And this is a message that many of our younger generation needs to hear, because too many of us, we haven't been taught this, or the little that we have been taught about it has been by some eccentric preacher that we felt was just manipulating us for their own wealth. But I'm simply speaking to you about truth. Beloved, Jesus is looking for our first fruits. He's looking for our best. This is why he said, "Seek first the kingdom of God, and everything else should be added unto you." Our entire lives need to be surrendered to him. And if somebody says that they're surrendered to the Lord, but they're not honoring the Lord with their tithes and offerings, they're not really surrendered. I just want to encourage you today. Let's get in a place of obedience so we can open up a channel in our soul for the Lord's grace to pour into us. And the Lord said, "Test me in this and see if I will not open up a window in heaven for you and pour a blessing into your lap." Beloved, I love you. This is Rabbi Schneider, just wanting to teach and disciple you according to the Word of God. If the Lord is using this ministry to bless you and strengthen you, and you feel him right now even leading you to honor him with your finances, and you'd like to do it through Discovering the Jewish Jesus, you can just go ahead and hit that link in this video's description. God bless you and thank you. Shalom.